A sprawling area of high pressure has been in control of our weather and will remain so throughout the day today. That'll bring us another gorgeous, sunny, late August day with temperatures more in line with what we expect for this time of year, but will actually be well above average to the tune of almost 10 degrees above normal. Monday's highs were in the mid-80s and we'll tack on several degrees to that for today with highs in the mid and upper 80s. With just a hint of a breeze, it'll feel quite hot once again this afternoon, and you can add to that dew points creeping up over that 60-degree mark, making for a muggy feel to the air and a heat index likely close to 90 degrees. Look for any morning fog to mix out quickly and temperatures to jump fast during the morning hours. Some high clouds will begin to increase late tonight as a weak cold front approaches from the northwest. It'll be a muggy night, warm too, with lows ranging from the upper 50s to mid-60s. There may be a light chance for a shower late across the Adirondacks, otherwise it will remain dry across the area. The cold front will continue to approach from the northwest, but with little in the way of moisture to work with, it looks like it may pass pretty much dry. That front will move through our region during the day on Wednesday, and normally we'd expect a widespread round of showers and thunderstorms to accompany a cold frontal passage this time of year. However, with the limited moisture to work with and temperatures aloft remaining warm, there won't be a great deal of instability to work with either, which should limit it to widely scattered or scattered showers and thunderstorms, with the thunderstorm activity limited to the afternoon hours, if any at all. The front will Wednesday night into Thursday. This will allow for clearing skies as another area of high pressure builds in from the upper Great Lakes in southern Canada. It'll turn less humid behind that front as well. Low temps Wednesday night look to be in the 50s. Highs on Thursday and Friday will generally only be in the 70s. So far, the middle part of the holiday weekend is looking unsettled with showers. However, it does look to be bookended by beautiful days both Friday and Monday. We'll continue to watch as the situation becomes clearer in the model data over the next few days. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says no severe thunderstorm areas are forecast. Showers and thunderstorms are forecast to increase across the western United States during the day. Additional storms, some strong, are also expected from portions of the central high plains eastward across parts of Nebraska and northern Kansas during the afternoon and evening. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high at, of course, Death Valley, California, to a low Monday morning of 28 degrees at West Yellowstone. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, it'll be sunny with a high in the upper 80s and a light and variable wind becoming 5 to 10 miles an hour out of the south in the afternoon. In Boston, sunny with a high in the upper 80s and a southwest wind from 5 to 10 miles an hour. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny with a high near 80 and a southwest wind from 10 to 15 miles an hour. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 79 degrees with a record of 98 set in 1948. Normal minimum temperature is 59 degrees with a record of 40 set in 1942. Sunrise and sunset data for today, August the 26th. Sunrise at 6:13 a.m. and sunset will come at 7:40 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Patchy fog in the morning, otherwise mostly sunny with highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, patchy fog in the morning, otherwise sunny with a high in the upper 80s and a light and variable wind becoming southwest around 5 miles an hour in the afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-80s and a southwest wind from 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy with lows in the upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, sunny today with highs in the mid-80s and a northwest wind around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, clear, patchy fog after midnight, lows in the upper 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, patchy fog in the morning, otherwise sunny with highs in the mid and upper 80s and a light and variable wind becoming southwest 5 to 10 in the afternoon. And tonight, mostly clear in the evening, then partly cloudy overnight, lows in the lower 60s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Wednesday, partly sunny, humid, a chance of a shower or thunderstorm, temperatures in the low to mid-80s. Thursday, becoming mostly sunny, highs in the mid and upper 70s. Friday, mostly sunny with highs in the mid and upper 70s. Partly sunny with a chance of showers on Saturday, highs in the mid and upper 70s. Sunday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, temperatures in the mid and upper 70s. And Monday, becoming mostly sunny with a high in the mid and upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.